Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Inspiring Parents podcast. I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com, and today's episode is called We See What's Not Really There. This is something that comes up a lot when I'm working with parents. We're as parents, we look to our kids and we see what we think we see. But sometimes we see what we expect to see. So here's an example. If you've been taught over and over again from society, from your parents, from life in general, that there is something called the terrible twos, as soon as your child reaches those twos, you are going to be looking for signs to prove that that's true. Because if it's not true, then your child may not be fitting in. You may not be normal. You may be different from other people. That might mean you might be doing something wrong, or, you know, all these little unconscious thoughts that go through our head. So we look for proof that our child is normal. And therefore, if we believe that normal is the twos are terrible, then that's what we're going to find. And then we will see what we expect to see. So anything our child does that could be considered a problem, we think, it's the terrible twos. But then it becomes an expectation, and our children will live up to our expectations. So we have to be so clean as to what we expect of our kids, because they have their own journey. They have come in to do what they've come here to do and learn what they've come here to learn with the help of you as their parents. So it's important to become conscious to your expectations, to what you think you see in your child, and to really acknowledge, is it really true? Is that really what's going on? And to be able to step back and see your child more objectively for who they are as a being here. And so it's really important to be able to get an objective viewpoint. You may want to check out my podcast in this week, my Create a Life You Love podcast, because that is going to go into a little bit more about how to really see what's really going on for you. And so that you can become a little more objective. And so when it comes to parenting, you want to be able to step back, so to speak, in your beliefs and your expectations. Take yourself out of the equation, any previous ideas of what you expect, and let them go. Pretend that that doesn't have to happen that way. And then see with fresh eyes what's really going on. You know, the same thing happens when kids are teenagers. I don't know how many times I have heard people say, oh, how old are your kids? And the parent will say, oh, they're 13. Oh, no, they say. And everybody sort of rolls their eyes. And, you know, you can even say, no, my kids are different. And they'll say, oh, no, just you wait. You know, all these conversations that happen around us that plant seeds of doubt. And they plant seeds of setting up our own expectations. And then when your child reaches those teen years, you expect there to be a problem. And, you know, I've covered this before in courses and podcasts and things about how important it is to let go of our past. Because if we had terrible teen years, if we were a problem child, so to speak, not that I ever use that term, because a problem child just means somebody that is not staying within the norm, staying within the boundaries and the laws of society. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with it and there's not a problem, it's just different. But if you were one of those children who stepped outside the norm, then you are going to be worried that your child will do the same thing. If you had a very tough childhood and when you got to your teen years, you were acting out all kinds of behavior to show you were having problems, such as stealing or drinking or anything like that, then you are going to have that expectation for yourself that that's what your child is going to be doing as well. And that's not true, because your child has different parents. They have a different life, different society that they grew up in than when you grew up. So becoming conscious to those unconscious thoughts of what you expect to find in your child is so important. So get to see your child without any previous labels or expectations and see what's really there. Not what's not really there, but we expect to be there. And you will get a great surprise, because you will be building a relationship with your child on the truth, on what's really going on, not what you think is going on. I hope this has been helpful. So just be aware of that. Step back from your past, your ideas, and your expectations, and see your child and your parenting from a completely different place, fresh eyes, and recognize who you are in that relationship and who your child is. This has been another episode of Inspiring Parents, and I am Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com. Feel free to join me on my website for anything, comments, or connect with me in any way. Get some coaching from me, get some objectivity from me. I am here for you because I want you to feel good about your parenting and to have a really good relationship with your child. Have a fabulous day.